provide sums up or comments. You're going to deal with the question about the labor movement, since I'm a sole representative or sole representative. The labor movement is no more homogenous than most movements. There are a wide variety of opinions within the labor movement, from the one that I share, that it's a disgusting yellow dog agreement, and that that local ought to be drummed out of the BC Federation of Labor and the Canadian Labor Conference, all the way through till people who go tut tut, that shouldn't happen again. So there is an enormous well of opposition to that kind of tactics within the labor movement, and it's working its way through, and I do anticipate that there will be some days of action. Indeed, CUPE is looking at some province-wide actions, and for logical and realistic reasons to not end up with interlocutory injunctions, won't be giving more than 24 hours of notice of some actions around, and we'll be encouraging everybody in the labor movement, everybody who cares about justice in this province, to join with them on those things. And many of us are hopeful that that will be the spark that in fact begins a more public, more forceful demonstration against one of the most corrupt, inept governments that this province has ever seen. Maud Barlow.
Well, I'm just going to take a few because so many of the comments have been covered, and I think this has just been a wonderful night. Is this on?
Yes.
No. I don't think it's on. I know, but oh, there it is. Thank you. I think I know that after all this time. Just a few pieces that I want to pick up. Sue, who talked from Salt Spring, who talked about foreign ownership. Yes, I think we should be talking about rules around particularly property. With all this prime land, particularly waterfront land, going. But just to remind us, this is one of the things wrong with NAFTA, that it does have this Chapter 11 provision whereby corporations or private investment interests can sue. So you can imagine, of course, under that, the developers who would have a right to sue if we ever brought this in, which is not to say we shouldn't do it, but to remind us, that I think several people have reminded us tonight, that NAFTA continues to hobble us. For people who want to know about, the impact of corporations globally, go see the movie The Corporation, because it's absolutely wonderful. For Michael and a few others who talked about the issue of why did the council not support David Orchard, seems to me I've been answering this for 15 years now. This has been a long record of having to say the same thing over again. We are nonpartisan, and to support a particular person or political party, if we were going to do it, I just have to say it would not be the party of Brian Mulroney. I just don't know how to say that except to say that as clearly as that. And I don't think that council supporting him would have made a difference in David Orchard getting elected. The question for Lorraine, it's already been answered by Murray, but the question about who to vote for between the Liberals and the Conservatives, my goodness, there are other options here. So, you know, we're nonpartisan, and that's as far as I can go, but those are not your two options here. For Stefan, I don't know if you're still here, on the military, my grandfather fought in the First World War in a kilt. And my father saw terrible things in the Second World War, so I fought for 5 years. And I have a son who is a peacekeeper, in UN peacekeeper in Bosnia and in Israel on the Golan Heights and up in Lebanon. He wrote very wonderful emails home. The funniest was they would do what they called look and cook. Somebody would be out observing, and the fourth person would have to cook. And one night he'd made some very complicated French pastry, profiterole, whatever they are, and it fell. And he said he was out there cursing the war because his pastry had fallen. It was just that there was that wonderful, wonderful emails home. So I don't think anyone here comes at it from a position of blaming the military for what's happening. And I think, in fact, the lack of direction for what I think most people in the military in our country would like to do, which is peacekeeping, is in fact profoundly part of the problem. So thank you for that. Wanted to thank Jean, who is still here. I don't know.
I'm going to come back
back to one phrase that I forgot.
Well, I wanted to thank you very much for your remark about Tooker, and it struck me that we all have to stop and take care of one another. It's exactly what I thought when I read about him, how lonely he must have been when he made that choice to do that, and that we need to remember that while we may have differences among us, that we are fighting something very big here, and we have to remember to stop and care for each other, care for ourselves, and be easy on ourselves. And I guess the last thing I wanted to say was about hope. I hear tonight, and I hear a lot around the country and around the world about the lack of hope. But what can we do? There's this monolithic media. You know, it's been year after year, and we've lost all these battles. Well, actually, we've won quite a few. And I want to stop and remind us of how things would be if our movement didn't exist. How much faster this agenda would have taken place, how we would now have the GATS, the General Agreement on Trade and Services, would be essentially a done deal, cooked and delivered. We would not have still, although it's beaten up, we still would not have a national public health care system in this country. And what people did with and forcing Romano to address a year and a half ago when he took his tour across the country was a testament to our movement and to the spirit that continues to live on here. I've just come back with Jeff and a number of other people from India, where the World Social Forum gathered 110,000 people. And all the words that kept coming to my mind, out my mouth in Mumbai, which is the old Bombay in India, was Asia rising. The you want trouble, you see trouble in a place like Mumbai, where something like 60% of the people, 20-some million people there, live on the streets, and within 10 years, it will be 80% of the people who live in Mumbai will be living on the streets because of WTO agriculture policies that are kicking people off the land. And yet, still miraculously, here was Asia rising. Here was a movement to make your skin go, you know, just to make you crawl in a wonderful way. Went down to the state of Kerala in the southernmost part of India, where they're fighting Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola and Pepsi are using U.S. military satellites to discover where the pockets of water are all through India. And they're setting up Coke and Pepsi plants there, and they're just draining the communities dry. Well, there is such a fight back going on. We were in this one little town, this little village called Plachamada, where the big Hindustan Coke plant was. Huge, modern facilities. And across the street from it, the women from ages 2 years to 82 years, or 80 or 90 years, have been sitting there in quiet but powerful testimony against this company for 2 years. Every single day they're there from dawn to dusk, and they just sit quietly in a little thatched hut across from the Hindustan Coke plant, and they speak their truth to its power. We had an outdoor two and a half day conference that they had loudspeakers for that blared the proceedings right into the Coke plant. And so powerful was this, and so powerful was the media, and so powerful was what happened there, that they got all the major politicians in opposition and in power to come out and speak against the plant, and the plant is going to be shut down. This is a huge victory that we have. The water issue, we are actually winning most of the battles around the world. Vivendi and Suez are being kicked out of community after community after community. We are fighting back, and we are making a difference, and we are a movement whose time has come. And I really want us to have that feeling of hope and of being able to move mountains, because I believe that we are dealing with a new time, and I really think that the old is dying, and that's what this push is about. When you get so many people, even people who've been on the inside, on the other side, saying it's a failed project, and we can visibly see that the world is dividing deeper into rich and poor, and ecosystems are collapsing, and when you get the turning point that's happening now, we have only the right for hope. I would say hope is a moral imperative, and that yes, we're up against huge obstacles, and we have to be realistic and understand what they are, but never for one moment lose that sense of hope, because we will make this happen. We do stand for something. It will make a difference years after we're gone. It makes a difference now. And as I always say,
what else have we got to do? So thank you.
Canadians for the wonderful job of organizing, Maude Barlow, Alfred Weber, Gary John, and Murray Dobbin for coming. There is tomorrow at 12:30 to 2 p.m. at the Canadian Immigration Office at 300 West Georgia is an emergency rally in support of Mohamed Cherfi. He's one of the most outspoken Algerian refugees in Montreal. The Canadian military hauled him for the first time in Canadian history. They went into a church, United Church in Quebec City, and physically hauled him out of the church, and are in the process of deporting him to the United States, where, because he has been arrested in Canada, he will be certainly deported out from there. So they're asking the group No One Is Illegal, which is a supporter of StopWar.ca, is asking to come out. Harjab, where are you? Put your hand up. Harjab, at the back, if you want to talk to him afterwards, he can give you all the details. I want to remind you that you have a responsibility. It's not enough to come out here and sit and hear some great speeches. Every one of us has the capacity to pick up the information. Murray's got his book back there, Maude's got this and more material back there. We have a responsibility to begin to massively mobilize, and that begins with our educating ourselves, our friends, our neighbors, and at work. Everybody's got access to a photocopy. Everybody can email some stuff, and you know what? You'd be surprised the impact that has. So don't be leaving here with the belief that, okay, I've had a nice evening here, my responsibility ends. They have what is now have become truly the most modern oxymoron, reality TV. Reality TV. I always say, that when the Nielsen ratings start dropping like a stone, because there isn't anybody sitting in front of the television set and say, well, if they're not watching the goddamn TV, what the hell are they doing? Our job is to make sure those Nielsen ratings plummet out of sight, get out of our couches, get out and get active, and that begins with working with your family, your neighbors, your friends, your coworkers, and make this issue real in our community. Thank you, everybody, for coming. Have a safe drive home.